It's here and now. And Thanksgiving is coming soon, a prospect that has some of us hyperventilating. Never fear, Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst is here with your complete Thanksgiving timeline. And Kathy, I mean, I expected you to show up with a PowerPoint presentation.
I'll tell you something. This goes so against who I am as a cook and a person. I'm never organized. I'm never way ahead of the game here. But Thanksgiving week, it's kind of crucial to stay on top of it because for many people, it's the first time they've been in the kitchen in a serious way in quite a while. So plan, plan, plan.
Right. And it's also, it's not just about the, you know, the dishes. It's about the idea of, you know, thinking of space and things like that. So start with, you know, here we are today. We're about a week out. Today?
Hopefully you've ordered your turkey. If you have not, let me wave the flag. Order your turkey today because they sell out and the good ones sell out. And I would like to urge you to order a fresh one. And if you can afford it, I would like to urge you to buy a local one. Sometimes they're more expensive, but often they're not. It's more important, I think, that you find one that's locally raised than organic and blah, blah, blah.
There's that debate. Locally raised, not trucked around, but also perhaps free range. I mean, you know, some of those
concerns. We could do a whole show just on that, but we've got to strategize here, Robin. We're about a week out.
Get your turkey.
You got your turkey. You're going to make your grocery list, master plan, okay? You're going to list everything you're going to need to make this. Get your recipes picked out. Make your list. Check it twice. No, sorry. But that includes, are you going to have flowers on the table? Do you want paper napkins? Do you want sparkling cider for the kids? Do you want fresh cider for the non-drinkers? Do you want wine? These are the kind of things that you don't want to be thinking about the day before Thanksgiving. Make the list. Go for it. Get everything non-perishable today.
Okay, vanilla ice cream for the pies, I'm just saying.
Good point.
Also, start clearing out. We talked about there being some really practical concerns about space. Start clearing space.
You know, it's a wonderful opportunity to get rid of all those things in the dark corners of your refrigerator. You are going to be making a feast. You're going to need a lot of refrigerator space, but you're also going to need freezer space. So go through it. What's been in there for over a year that you're never going to use? And you keep saying, oh, we'll save that for one day. Well, you're not going to use it. So get rid of it now or cook it tonight and eat it and make some more room in your refrigerator, in your freezer. This is huge. Little stuff that seems really kind of trivial. Think about what you're going to serve the turkey on. What platter? Do you have enough platters? Do you have enough bowls? Do you have a serving spoon or a fork? The worst is Thanksgiving Day. You're all stressed. Everyone's coming in 20 minutes. Wait, we don't have enough bowls. We don't have a big spoon. Don't you have a carving fork? No, I thought you got it. All that kind of stuff. You still have time to stay calm and organized.
Do it now. And clear counter space. Just another thought.
That's a great tip. It's a little early because you're going to be using it in the next week. But you want to think about all that. Are you going to serve it as a buffet? Where are you going to serve it? Clear that area. Yeah. Clean it. You don't have to clean your whole house.
Well, you're right. This is several days later, but there's nothing worse than you're precariously lifting the turkey out of the oven and you realize you have no place to put it.
Exactly. So find that platter first. Yeah. Also, this is also very little and very inexpensive. Buy a meat thermometer, an internal meat thermometer. They're about $4 or $5. It's the best way to find out if your turkey's done. It's called an instant read meat thermometer. You want the inside of your turkey, when you put this thermometer in, kind of under the wing by the drumstick, it should be around 165 degrees. The only way you're going to know that is if you have one of these $5 gadgets. Take your turkey out when it hits 165. You're going to put some foil on it, and you're going to let it sit for about 45 minutes. So the temperature is going to rise even higher. But that meat thermometer is going to be really one of your best friends.
Okay, so I'm thinking we're just on a week out. So already people are panicked, like, oh my God, there's so much to do.
No, but you know what? All of that stuff is maybe an hour.
Okay, so let's move to the weekend. And you say start making things, pie crust, turkey stock.
Absolutely. And those things scare people a lot. Of course, a lot of people will order pies and order cakes. Go ahead. Make sure you've done that already. But pie crust is really simple. In fact, I will promise my no-fail pie crust on the Here and Now website.
Okay.
That's a bonus.
Okay. All right.
stock. Let's just talk about that for half a second because it's a word that scares people. You're going to buy your turkey. Inside the cavity, there are going to be giblets and the turkey neck, and you're going to say, ew, gross, and want to throw it out. Don't. Put the neck, put the giblets in a saucepan, add an onion, a carrot, some peppercorns, parsley, celery. Let it cook for about 2.5 to 3 hours.
In any water?
Lots of water, like 6-8 cups of water. Let it cook down until it's a delicious reduced stock. That's going to be the basis of your gravy. That stuff is so wonderful. Put it in the freezer, label it. And then you're going to take it out the day before, and you're going to use it.
Okay. If you make cranberry sauce, the weekend's the time to do it.
Let me just tell you, your cranberry sauce will last for a good 10 days. It can also be frozen. And very modestly, Kathy Guntz will now say that she has the best recipe for cranberry sauce, which will also be on the website, because I use fresh ginger and fresh orange rind and pecans and some fresh pineapple and... it's really good.
Okay, so you can do things like make your cranberry sauce this weekend. You get to maybe Tuesday of next week, you can start putting your breads out for stuffing.
Right, you want them to dry out.
To frost things. Bring us to the day before.
Day before. You're still calm. You're so calm. You're going to bake your pies today. You're going to bake bread if you bake bread. You're also going to pick these things up. Day before... or even 2 days before, you're going to go get your perishables. You're going to get your fresh greens for your salad, your spinach for your cream spinach, your Brussels sprouts, your sweet potatoes, whatever it is that's on your list. This is when you want to get it. You really don't want to be in the stores Wednesday afternoon. Not pretty.
Yeah. Well, how many of these things, let's say cream spinach, Brussels sprouts, how many of those should you make the day before Wednesday? I mean, I know I have to make my mashed potatoes the day of.
We are in the same school,
there
Robin.
There you go.
Absolutely.
But how many?
Mashed potatoes a day ahead? Cream spinach, absolutely, you can make a day ahead. Put it in a small casserole, put it in the fridge. You can reheat that once you take your turkey out. Sweet potato casserole, I do a layered one with tangerines and maple syrup. You can make that a day ahead of time. Brussels sprouts, I love to roast them in a really hot pan and deglaze them with balsamic vinegar. Get them started the day before. Undercook them slightly. That's a little trick. If you're cooking side dishes the day ahead of time, don't totally finish them, because you want them to spend some time in the oven or in a skillet on the stove, heating up, and they're going to keep cooking. So if you've cooked them all the way, you're going to have overcooked vegetables, and we don't want that.
Okay. Day of course, is the turkey. Listen, here's the deal. We could do an hour on turkey. So what we're going to do
And we have,
right? We're going to let people know that we're going to set up a web chat with Kathy, who's going to answer all your Thanksgiving questions the Tuesday before.
Yep. So send me your questions. We'll have a live web chat. But ask me your tough questions. I am there for you.
Okay. HereNow.org. Questions submitted today for Tuesday's web chat. And I'm sure you'll be talking turkey on that day. Kathy Guntz, I just feel so empowered.
Are you calm?
No, but but I have a plan.
But you know what? Just keep it cool. Do what you can do. Don't get overdone about all this. Huh, there's a little play on words. But give thanks, stay calm, appreciate whatever food you get on the table. And you know what? If you mess it up, there's always next year.
And there's always claiming you did that on purpose. That was my plan. Kathy, of course, her latest book, Notes from a Maine Kitchen, seasonally inspired recipes. Kathy, thanks as always.
Thanks, Robin. Have a good one.
I'm calm, I haven't a qualm. I'm utterly under control. Let nothing confuse me or faze me. Excuse me, I'm calm.
Meanwhile, did you hear that? Sweet potatoes, tangerine, and maple syrup? OMG. We will have that and all of Kathy's recipes at hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service NPRI. I'm Robin Young. Have a great weekend. Join us again here and now.
I'm calm, controlled, so cool that I'm cold, aloofer than any giraffe. When something's the matter where others would chatter, I laugh.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.